It is my great pleasure today on ERFM to welcome Mariam Reborn into the studio to have a little chat with us and to let us know all about their great Irish Youth Dance Festival that's on. You're very welcome, Mariam.
Oh, hi, Connie. Thank you for having me.
Well, as you know, we're a community station and we really love to get out there anything that's on that involves young people. So, as I said earlier, young people love to dance. And so this is a very fine programme. So maybe you tell us about the beginning of it. And I know it has started now, the last day or two. So just tell us the purpose of it and then we go to the programme of it.
Well, the idea of the Irish Youth Dance Festival is to offer a platform for young people to display their skills in dance, their creativity, and to put the work that they do throughout the whole year in front of a live audience. And the festival is one of the activities that Dublin Youth Dance Company, the hosting company of the festival, that has as an annual artistic plan. And the festival started in the year 2000 and it's been running for 19 years. And we had all the performances at the pavilion for, you know, like from since its inception. And then we had different venues in the city centre, the Arc in Meeting House Square and Smoke Alley Theatre last year. And this year, for the first time, we're going to bring the festival to Dreac. And I'm delighted because Emer McGowan, the director of Dreac, is very keen on developing activities and programs for children. And since the festival is very much for young people and children, so I think we are, you know, like the perfect match. And I hope the festival grows and we get more groups from the community, from the Blanchardstown and Fingal area. And they can be participating, and the festival will grow in scope and participation, etc. So it's really exciting because it's the first time for us. So on the 29th of June, we're going to have one of the main stage performances in Dreac. And it's at 8 p.m. And loads of different groups are going to come from different corners of Ireland. And also we have a group coming from UK, from Bristol, Rise Youth Dance Company.
Well, that's a great start. Now, you originally got it off the ground on two nights ago, was it, last night? Or?
Well, we start with, we have also residencies, and sometimes people, you know, don't know exactly what it is. So basically a residency, a dance residency, is an intensive workshop that the kids start working in the morning from 10 every day to 4 p.m. And they work with one of the creators, one of the choreographers, and they do technical class and then a creative kind of rehearsal, if you want to call it somehow. And then is the choreography. It's been built throughout the week. So at the end, this choreography will be presented at the festival. And in this year, we have three different residencies. And there's one creative residency at Dreac that is for just to make it inclusive and participatory. And that was a free residency. And we have some people from the Blanchardstown area taking part in this, and they will perform at another little performance that is called the Young Creators. There's so much in the festival, but as I said about the residencies, then we have two other residencies with international choreographers, and one is with Helen Wilson from Bristol, and that is happening in Dance House. It started on Monday and it runs from Monday to Friday. And then the performance is on Saturday. So we'll see the fruit of this residency at the festival in Dreac on a stage.
Very good. This is a very ambitious programme. I can see the work going into it. And Tony Bravo, who's that now? The Pavilion Theatre. Where are we going with that now on the 28th?
Yes, so Tony Bravo is the other international choreographer. We have built a lovely relationship between Diverse Space Youth Dance Theatre, which is her company in Austin, Texas, and Dublin Youth Dance Company. And I met Toni Bravo 7 years ago, and she was visiting Ireland, and she came to one of my classes that I have open classes for everyone in Dance House. And I always chat to the people that come in. So, and she mentioned something about working with young people. And I'm like, oh, do you work with young people? I work too. And then it was just, we exchanged emails and, you know, like in Facebook and all this. And I sent her an email and I said, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful in the ideal world that we could do something together? But I know, you know, there's a big sea in between. And you're in America, I'm here in Ireland. And then I didn't hear from her for a while, but I got an email after, you know, like after about a month or so, and she invited me to go to Texas and to work a little bit with her group. And that's where, well, you know, the relationship
amazing?
Happened.
Isn't it amazing? Yes. And a great relationship built up. This is beneficial to everybody. That's great. And that's on in the Pavilion Theatre.
Yes. And well, she...
That's Dunleary.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, she brings her company in here, so young dancers from the Diverse Space Youth Dance Company, or Youth Dance Theatre, sorry, they come here and they will perform. So Toni does the second residency, which starts from the 28th of June until the 4th of July. And then on the 5th of July, she makes that piece during the rehearsal period, the residency, and then she presents that piece in the Irish Youth Dance Festival at the Pavilion Theatre.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're great venues. The venues are very, very good, I must say. So that takes us then to Friday. So this is Dancers in Training information session. Now, who's that directed at?
Yes, exactly. That is completely directed to the young people that are participating in the residencies, that are participating in the festival. So they're all welcome to get a little bit of information about what might be to think of a career in dance. What is this that they need to do? How would it be if they have to move abroad? Or maybe to hear about the possibilities of training in Ireland as well, because now there is possibilities of doing a BA and an MA in UL in the University of Limerick. So that's wonderful for some of the people that don't want to leave Ireland. And for the ones that might wish to go abroad somewhere, they can have a little bit of information about what they need to do, what to expect. And we are having young people that have already gone to this training, and they come back to tell to the young ones, well, this is what you have to expect, and this is how it works, and you know how much it's going to cost you, more or less, which grants they can apply.
And it's free information,
yes,
free
absolutely.
Session.
Yeah.
And what time is that on at?
That's going to be on Friday, the 28th, from 4 to 5 p.m.
4 to 5.
In Dance House.
And the address of Dance House?
Dance House is in Foley Street, Dublin 1.
Right. And then we come to Saturday, and we come to the Irish Youth Dance Festival, back to Druyacht again. So this is a performance, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's the main performance.
That's the main one?
Yeah, it's a big, hectic day, because during the day, all the groups come in at different times and they do a technical rehearsal on a stage, and there'll be a photographer and they do their pieces, they do the lighting. So it's really exciting, but also they get the idea of what it is to experience in a very professional way, to experience being in the theatre and stage, and what is the protocol, and they get to know that there's a stage managers, what they have to do backstage, the changing rooms, put on the makeup, get ready with your with the costumes, and so it's very exciting. This
it's
is
a
what
dream, a dream.
Yeah.
Is it a dream for young people like that? And that's the tickets for that. Where do you get your tickets? Get them at the door or where?
They could buy them when they walk into Druyacht, but they could also call Druyacht and to get them by the phone or online and www.druyacht.ie.
And then, my goodness, energy. Have we the energy to go on after Sunday? Sunday.
It's
a
Sunday,
a master dance class.
We have two things going on Sunday. So we have the master classes. We call it Dancers' Day because it's supposed to be for them to participate in these fantastic international classes with the international teachers. And we have Anderson de Souza teaching jazz. He's a wonderful teacher and dancer, and his approach is very gentle, but he is very clear and technical in the demands and etc. And it's wonderful. So that we have two male teachers for these master classes. So one is Anderson de Souza, and then we have a different flavor. Urban fusion with Matt Zirk, and Matt Zirk is a young dancer as well, and he's involved with Human Collective, which is a lovely company, all formed by male dancers, and they bring diversity, and they bring kind of like a twist in the urban hip hop breakdance.
Just contemporary?
With contemporary. Dance, exactly.
Jazz, hip hop, and
more hip hop and contemporary. Right. Yes. And he'll be teaching another of the workshops. And then we have the lovely Tony Bravo teaching the contemporary dance workshop.
Right. And I see here free classes for participants and young audience. Who does that cover?
So the classes will be free for all the participants at the festival. And then there is a fee for whoever wants to participate from outside the festival if they're not involved as such. And they can pay per class is 10 euro.
€10,
they want to participate, I don't think it will break their pocket.
No, indeed. That leaves it wide open, yes, to everybody. And so that's on the Sunday. And that's on at 11 a.m., is that right?
Yeah, that it starts from 11 up to 3:30.
Right.
And then they have a little break at until 4. And then at 4 p.m. we have a lovely thing, is the Young Creators
Platform.
Yeah, the Young
What's
Creators
that?
Platform.
Mm.
It is kind of a chance, an opportunity for them to show their own creation, their own choreography, and they choose their music. So they've been creating them perhaps during the year, and they have a solo, or maybe they've been working on a duet, or maybe a trio or a quartet, whatever it is, you know, that they've been doing. The young people. And we ask them, you have something, could you present it? And it's going to be informal in DRIAC, so it's going to be quite...
And it's free? A free
yes,
event?
Yeah, it's just for the participants in the festival.
And what age group now are you expecting to partake in that?
I think the young ones probably are, the youngest would be 12.
12.
Yeah, and up to 25, so different ages.
That's... Male or female? I'm always interested.
It's all a mix.
Mix, is it? Good.
Yeah, yes. Although there is a bigger participation
always.
Of female, but some males are going to be there, so it will be very good.
Good. Yeah. That's great. Brave boys, indeed. It's the music. It's the whole art of it that's important, isn't it? And then we're back to Saturday. That's the one in the Lexicon Studio. What's that one?
And then the Lexicon Studio, we have again...
Where is that, Mariam? Where is this one put out there? Where is the Lexicon Studio?
The Lexicon Studio, it's inside the Lexicon Library in Dunleary.
Oh, right.
It's a wonderful...
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's absolutely
venue.
Breathtaking
yes.
venue. And the studio is really nice. This is going to be a ticketed event and is €5. Yeah. We thought that we could
Great.
Put, you know, like something like a little bit very... It's almost like a symbolic... fee, not
yes.
really a fee.
And that's wide open to anybody just passing by, because that library is so well used and it's a fabulous place. And I didn't realise now that the studio was so good there.
Yeah,
that's
it hosts, great. It's actually fantastic. It hosts 99 people in the
Does
audience.
It?
Yeah.
Wow. So, when is your grand finale?
The grand finale would be after the main stage performance and pavilion, which is the Friday 5th and the 6th. We have the young creators mm-hmm. and all the young people showcasing their own choreography. And then on Sunday, we have in DTI, Dance Theatre of Ireland Centre for Dance, which is in Dunleary, right beside Bloomfield Shopping Centre and the cinema. And we're going to repeat the Dancers' Day. And they will have, again, the international teachers. and they get the chance to do class with them again, and it could be a continuation from the previous Sunday. And I think it'll be very nice because they'll get used to the teachers and they will know them. And it's a very nice way of wrapping up the whole festival.
Well, that is just lovely. So you're one busy lady, and the work that goes into all that. So can we just have a little look at the background of all this? Which countries has it been held in before now?
In which county?
Countries. Yeah.
Oh, well, the Irish Youth Dance Festival.
Have they been abroad too?
Not the Irish Youth Dance Festival, Dublin Youth Dance Company. We have been abroad in you know, like many, many times. We tour to Spain. We went to Czech Republic. We went to Germany in Berlin. We've gone to Sweden in Malmo. We've gone to Italy and Rimini. There was a fantastic festival in the Rimini City Danza, and we have gone to UK to numerous venues in there. We've been to Manchester, to Lancashire, to Bristol last March, in February and March. We had this fantastic collaboration with the Rise Youth Dance Company and Helen Wilson, and that was really fantastic.
That's a wonderful experience for young people. So the life of an artistic director, the day in the life of, where do you start to put a programme like this together, this Irish one now? Where would you start, Mariam, to put that together? Do you build a team, a good team around you first? Is that your first thing?
How
do you do it all?
At the moment, I think we're trying to develop a little bit more the structure of Dublin Youth Dance Company, because I'm the main person leading the company. And I do the artistic direction and
choreography.
The company has grown a lot in the last. When I started in the year 2002, the company only had about 15 members. And the first director was JJ Formento, and he was a colleague of mine, a lovely, beautiful dancer. And he started this project with in Dance Theatre of Ireland in Dún Laoghaire. And at the end, I started choreographing for Dublin Youth Dance Company in the year 2001. I was involved in a way from the beginning. And then in 2002, after we finished the performance, he said to me, Mariam, I'm moving to London, and do you want to be the artistic director of Dublin Youth Dance Company? And I said, no.
You said, of course. In your head, you said, of course I do.
No, I said no at first because I didn't know. I was like, an artistic director? I'm like, I'm a dancer. That's too much for me. And he said, you would be fantastic. The guys adore you. The dancers adore you. And then all the dancers came to me and said, oh, please, Marian, you're going to be so fantastic. And it was, I think there was a time of my life that I couldn't say no. I find very difficult to say no.
That's the nice side of you. That was one man of vision. That man had vision. And now, in your role, do you have to book venues when you're putting all that together? Does somebody else do that? Do you need to have great organisational skills to put on a festival like that if you're carrying a lot of it yourself?
Okay, let's put it this way. I think I learned by practice, by doing it. And yes, I have to get in contact with the venues, and we have to make applications to get funding, and you know, like, so
where you start.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So the beginning of the year, it starts with the applications, and we prepare the artistic plan for the year, and we have a map of what is going to happen and what we want to do. Obviously, throughout the year, there's some other things that, you know, may happen. Patrick Festival to be in the parade, or, you know, maybe one of the professional choreographers approaches and say, hey, Marian, I have, you know, like a very good project and I need young dancers. And this was the case of we engaged in working with Liz Roach, which is, you know, like one of the most relevant choreographers, professional choreographers in Ireland. And Dublin Youth Dance Company had the fantastic opportunity to work with Liz Roach, and we perform with her in Nahr, which was a fantastic piece that she made for the Goethe Institute. and as a celebration for opening the new building that was restored. It's it was a longer title, but Naher, Sooner, Closer, something like that. I can't remember. I'm very sorry about that. Anyway, so it was a great experience for the young people. So throughout the year, there's all there's the things something. That happened.
It's full time commitment
it
and
is,
work.
It is.
And now the young dancers that start with you now, what are the top five qualities? What are you looking for? Are you looking for potential, raw talent, or?
I think it depends.
What's the take?
Yeah, it depends on what age they are. At the moment, we have three sections to the company. We have the juniors that starts from 12 years old up to 17, and these are young dancers that might love dance, but they might not have loads of technical skills under their belt. But that doesn't matter, because what we look is for natural instinct for movement. But very important is that they're enthusiastic and that they're committed. The commitment is very, very important. And we work with them on Saturdays in Dance Theatre of Ireland.
That's hard work. That's a big commitment. And it sorts itself out surfaces at the end, you know. And what do you do with, I mean, everybody can't be a great ballerina or dancer. When children come along, is it very difficult to...
So they do an audition.
Or they keep going anyway, regardless, do they?
Yes, they do an audition for us, and we see at what level they are. And then we have a small interview, a small chat with them, and we ask them what they want to dance and how important it is for them. So when for example, we see a person that doesn't have much technical ability, but when they talk about dance, they really feel that they need to be dancing, we take them.
You take them.
Because we want them. Exactly.
Yes, you can take them there. And do a young dancers like that, do they need to have an ear for music? Does it go together? Is it necessary?
I think the musicality is something that you can train even at the beginning, because there's many elements. Sometimes they're not listening perhaps to the music because they're too worried about getting the steps. But once that the steps build in the body, your brain starts getting more used to, and the practice and the repetition, then you start adding different layers, and it could be the musicality, and then after that, it could be the working, all in unison, and then after that, it'll be like the expression of the face. So it's something that develops and evolves, little by little, but the most important thing is the regularity. So if they come every Saturday, we can see immediately the development, and when they're young, they're like sponges, so they're gonna get the improvement quite quick.
Yes, I was just wondering, where would you start there? I was going to ask you indeed about yourself. When you're putting something together, performance, do you start with some piece of music, or do you start in your head with a theme? How do you put it together?
Sometimes I come up with an idea and I tell the guys, I have this idea, and what do you think? And I like to get their input. For example, this year with the transition group, which is a little bit in between the junior and the senior, I said to them, listen, I would like you to maybe decide on the theme. So can we start writing down things that interest you? And they all wrote different things. And then we had an open discussion. And
brainstorming,
exactly. Mm. And one of them was Kezia Hart. That she had a beautiful idea of colors. And all the others had fantastic ideas too. But I thought, oh my God, this is fantastic. And I said, colors, how beautiful. And because when we think about colors, it's like we think of the very personal likings of colors and how it affects our moods and our personality and our feelings and our emotions and memories. So we start building up on the colors. And I asked them to write a little bit on they chose the different colors, and they all claim a color. It was fantastic because there was no problem about that. And I asked them to write a little bit, and some of them came up with this beautiful writing. It was a case of Sarah Sullivan that wrote this beautiful poem called White. And it was gorgeous. And then I thought, oh my God, you know, guys, this is so great that I'm going to record your own writing with your own voices. And I think it can add to the piece like a different, you know, yes, like something extra special.
Yes. I often wondered how that worked now, where you get children like that interested to something. Now, is ballet important? Now, you know, little girls learn ballet at 3 and 4. Is that a good foundation to go on to do the kind of dancing now that you're promoting?
Okay, it's a difficult question. I think that sometimes some kids do ballet and they come to us and they don't find difficulty in the transition from ballet to contemporary. But sometimes they can hold on too much to ballet and they come across a little bit stiff. And sometimes some dancers that have maybe less technical training, that hasn't been ballet, maybe they come from a breakdancing or urban style, and they find it a little bit easier because they are more grounded. So it's difficult to answer to that. I'd say that if they do something, it's great, and they can come to us and we can help them to get a little bit more kind of loosen up in the upper body, to feel a little bit more freedom, to dance barefoot. So
That's part of it, isn't it?
Exactly.
I saw a few great performances one time and I was very impressed with that. How, you know, adults I saw dance like that, and, you know, it must be difficult, is it?
Well, I have a class for adults in the evening, and I have to say that their improvement is remarkable, even, you know, like even for
good
adults.
Good teacher. And I was going to ask you too about what measures success to you? What does success look like? If you're doing a performance now and you say, well, how do you review it afterwards? And
I think people understand success if you are famous. And I think success is when you have achieved something that you wish to do. If, for example, my dream when I was little, I told my dad I was going to be a dancer when I was 5. And
he said, what?
My dad looked at me and he said, yes, yeah, sure.
He plays a violin,
yes,
doesn't it, your dad?
Well, my dad, he was a footballer, so yes. A professional footballer.
What part of Spain? Where?
He played for different teams. He played in Oviedo, in the Celta de Vigo. He played in Cáceres, in the Cádiz, and also in Burgos, and one in Valladolid at Delicias. It was for young footballers, and then he used, it was very funny, this anecdote of my dad that was getting late for the training, going to the football training, and the mister in the football team said, Pedro, please don't tell me that you've been in violin class. Please tell me you've been with a girlfriend.
Is it good? The violin? Is it good?
Oh, I think he had to stop because he didn't have the kind of conditions in the certain length that you need to have in your fingers. And it was very difficult for him to hit certain notes. And I think he gave up, you know, like at some point. But he loved music and he would have loved the music that you played at the begining. I'm not sure if it was Plácido Domingo.
It was Plácido Domingo, yes. And Jealousy. Yes,
absolutely gorgeous.
Indeed, who sang that many times here in Dublin. I've heard Domingo sing that many times. And so there was music in your background at home.
Yes, my dad's family is very musical. My uncle Jesusin is my dad's father, plays flamenco, and he sings flamenco, and he's absolutely brilliant.
Really? Can you dance flamenco?
I can fake it.
I'm sure you can do more than fake it. I'm sure you can. And where did you go to any of the good dance centres or classes or studios in Madrid or anywhere, did you?
Yes, I did. I started dancing only at 13 years old because in my city, in Burgos, there was not a very good dance school. But I went there, and although I didn't have a fantastic beginning, as you know, like my teachers weren't that versed in dance, but what they instilled in me was the love for performance. So I'm grateful to them for that. But I moved to Madrid when I was 18 to, you know, like going to 19. And I realized that I was quite behind in my technical ability in relation to other dancers that had started from very young age and with very good teachers. So I was doing ballet and I was thinking, oh my God, my body is wrong for this. I don't have the proper conditions and I'm quite old for that. But then I was doing these classes, these jazz classes with a teacher. And she said to me, Mariam, you have conditions for contemporary dance. Why don't you go to Carmen San Juan Dance School? And I said, okay. And I went there and I thought it was the right place to me. Wow. It just felt like home.
How long did you stay in Madrid?
I stayed in Madrid for a few good years and I got trained technically and in different techniques in contemporary dance. I continued doing ballet and I did jazz and I did contemporary dance in different styles. And and then I moved to Ireland.
To Ireland.
Yes.
So Ireland is home? Well, no, it's never home. One's own home is...
I'm very torn. I think at the beginning when you are in a different country, like when I arrived here, I was like, well, in Spain we do this way.
Yes.
And then after a while I was like, well, actually, you know, and... It was like kind of halfway now. When I go to Spain,
you've
I say,
hopes.
Well, in Ireland, yes. We do this yes. like this, and it's much better.
Well, that's having the best of every world. And is there a choreographer out there now that inspired you when you, those early years now you're talking about? Was there some great choreographer that impacted on your life and said, I could do that?
I don't think I was that ambitious at the beginning. I wanted to be a good dancer and I wanted to become the best teacher I could, especially because I started, as I said, with this, you know, like not so great teacher. So I told to myself like that I was going to train to the best of my capacity and I really wanted to teach from very young age. I thought that was very clear for me. And I wanted to be the best I could. So in the sense of, you know, to develop myself as a choreographer, of course, I love so many of the, of you know, the people, the professional choreographers, but I didn't think that was my ambition. The choreography came later when I started working with the young people is when I started doing the choreography. So for me, it was more like, playing with their young people and creating something together with them, something that they could feel that they owned it. So,
It evolved from there. Do you think choreographers get the recognition they deserve in the arts world?
I think is getting better, although I know that it's such a pity, for example, in when there's the Dublin Dance Festival or any other company in Ireland that the professional companies that they put in, you know, the work out there. It's very difficult, for example, to get media coverage. It's such a pity. It used to be much easier in the old days, but now it's a little bit more difficult. So I think if there was more support from the media for, you know, the companies, it will be easier for them to have more visibility and then normal people could
open it
hear
up.
Exactly.
Open it up. And funding, I should have asked you that. Funding, the most important platforms as you start there. How are you funded now for the Irish Youth Dance Festival?
Well, our main funders for the youth, for the Dublin Youth Dance Company and the Irish Youth Dance Festival is the Arts Council.
The Arts Council.
And that would be, you know, like our biggest fund. And then we have also, we get a little bit of support from Donegal, Rathdown County Council. And for different activities, we get funding from Dublin City Council. And this year, through DRIAC, we are getting a little bit of funding from Fingal County Council. And also we have a great support from Dance Theatre of Ireland Centre for Dance in relation of, you know, like a studio, a subsidised studio rate. And also we get Dance Ireland, which is an important organisation that help us with the residencies, with the free studio and also subsidise rental for, you know, like our normal Saturdays in Dance Ireland. Having in the dance house, having the junior and the transition company. The senior company is based in Dún Laoghaire.
Well, that gives security that, that you know, the different councils. And it just shows you now how important it is that they open up your whole area of arts to young people, because that's quite substantial. Steady, as in somebody this year and nobody next year. That's very good to hear. And now, Mariam, you give classes, do you, privately yourself, you know, around, do you give classes in communities?
Well, I teach in some schools. We have a little program that is for children. And it's really lovely because we teach them different kind of ideas that are linked to the curriculum in the school. That it could be language, maths, and science, and different things. So and they don't learn just the steps, but they learn the movement with the different ideas behind. Like, for example, we can make the cycle of the water, and we are the cloud, and we are the rain. And then we are the lake, and it's just
oh, that's
great.
Very creative.
Yeah, it's very creative.
That's creative. And do you give classes for older people?
I have open classes in Dance House for anybody that wants to join. And I have lots of lovely followers. They've been with me for quite a few years. And yeah, that's in the evening. And it's for young people and a little bit more mature people.
And do you think it's good dance movement for mature people, maybe just for the exercise as well as the lovely music and the relaxation? Do you give classes in that?
The dance classes are amazing for not only for the body as a body conditioning to improve the posture, but also for the mind. Many people say to me, "Oh my God, I had such a horrible day in the office, and after your class, I feel wonderful." It's really like a great feeling, you know, with endorphins and etc. But also that as we grow older, our neurons, if we don't get something new to learn, our neurons kind of start dying. Yes. And I think the dance is, you know, like there's loads of studies that say that dance help with the brain to keep it young, to keep it fresh, and helps, for example, with Alzheimer and dementia and things like that. That if they don't, it's kind of dance and for these groups. And it's just, you know, a really good way of slowing the process of degeneration,
yes,
in a way,
yes,
of the brain.
Yes. It is becoming very popular now in different localities. And so isn't it great now that there's dance available for young people and older people and just the whole world that we should all encompass? So if we can, we give out a lot of information, Mariam. Where would people go now to get maybe one particular piece, or go over that again to find out times and venues? What website will you direct them to?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.dublinyouthdance.com, and we have all the information of the Irish Youth Dance Festival for this year. And also to get tickets for DRIAC or Pavilion, you can go to the website in DRIAC, www.driac.ie, and www.pavilionthatre.ie. And for the young people that might be interested in joining Dublin Youth Dance Company, we have auditions in September. And even, you know, like if you are between 12 and 25 and you would love to be part of the group and to perform, this is the place to be. And
you might come back and remind us about that, Mariam, when September comes. You might come back.
That would be fantastic. Yes.
We'd love to put that out there. That
Thank
would be
you.
Great. And we can only wish you continued success. And it was a joy to talk to you. It really was. If you just tuned in now, if you're wondering who we're talking about here today, we're talking about the Irish Youth Dance Festival, which is currently on and starts on the 24th of June, and it will go on until the 7th of July. And Mariam has given you out the website there where you can get further information. And thank you very, very much for coming in, Mariam. And we will send you a podcast. We'll have it on our own website. We'll put it up on Near FM podcast, and we shall send you a link then that you can use, or those you wish with, send it anywhere. Your family in Spain, you'll have to send that back to Spain, won't you? And so many, many thanks, Mariam, again.
Thank you so much, Connie. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
The pleasure was all ours here in Air FM, Mariam.